ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into Emo Brown, the podcast. My name is Esteban Garcia III, alias, a.k.a. El Shamps, your host of this crazy wild ride. With you today also is our producer, the mighty but miniature, Barry Jesbera, Carlsbad's very own, right? Something like that. Also brought to you by the wonderful people at Grasshopper for all your medicinal recreational cannabis needs. Make sure you go pay the homies a visit. 3 pre-rolls for $12. Are you out of your mind? No, that's just the way they do things. Make your card clack, get 20% back. We'll make it happen. Also brought to you by the gang itself. Tribal, El Compa Bobby Tribal Streetwear since 1989, Tribal Click, all of the things worldwide. We'll get into a little bit of them a little later. Make sure you take your card, make it clack, get 20% back there. Barry and I paid them a visit. It was awesome. It was amazing. I love taking Barry to meet new people. What a fun time. While we were there, we came across Isaac Ruiz. Isaac Ruiz of Silk Cloud. Go ahead and make your card clack there. Get 30% off. Oh, too lazy to go? Go online, silkcloud.com. Type in emo30 in the little checkout, little madrecita, and get 30% off there too. I'm telling you, man, we're all about giving money back. We're all about doing this, doing that. If you have your card, make it clack because you do get discounts here, there, everywhere. We will be having the open house very soon. And we are out of the cards. So we had to reorder more cards because there has been an influx of people who have been anointed into our crew. You could also use this card any day of the week at Three Punk Ales. Cruise through to Three Punk Ales. Open every day of the week in 3rd Avenue. Open Tuesday through Sunday in Little Italy. Bring your card in. You get a $5 pint. You also get $12 crowlers. And today, boy, oh boy, are we in for a treat, Barry. Why don't you cruise in with the little carcancha, the little pilotero cart. Look at what we have here today. Barry, what do we have in the old cooler today, brother? Looks like some. Get it out, Barry. You're embarrassing yourself. And me. Looks like we have some Tres Animales. Tres Animales are oft favorite. It is usually available at the end of March. True to form, it will be available again this March for you. It is our triple IPA.
10.7%,
there you go, brother.
Steven.
Here you go. Sauce. Boom.
A little
triple
shaggy.
IPA, 10.7%. We don't normally recommend you drink this in a 32-ounce can, but it's Monday, and we don't have much to do today. Tres Animales, obviously, our triple IPA. It's triple IPA season. Ain't that right, Lozano?
It is. It's a cold winter kind of beer. Oof, you want high ABV for those chilly evenings.
To and keep you warm on the inside.
Mornings.
To keep you all warm on the inside.
10.7 is good.
Yeah, it's a tasty 10.7. Goes down relatively smooth, not heaty, overwhelmingly hot, you know, boozy. You'll be the judge of that.
I will be the judge of that. All
right. Well, hey, cheers. Cheers to the homies here. We'll get into you as well right now in a second, sir.
Salud, bing, caballeros.
Bang, boom.
Saludita. Boom, 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 boom.
Let the games begin. Let the games
all right.
begin.
What do you think, Rubio?
Wow.
Yeah, let's get rosy.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are also here welcomed by the one, the only, el famoso, el rey del pelo largo, el Rubio. What is up, brother?
What's up, boys?
I will need your full name and who you are here representing before we move forward with the show.
Chris Healy, a.k.a. El Rubio.
Yeah.
I am the co-founder of The Long Hairs.
The Long Hairs.
A men's grooming and hair care brand for guys growing their hair. And just stoked on the setup here, the show, the whole deal, the production
smoke and mirrors,
studio.
Rubio, smoke and mirrors, but for some reason.
It looks good from in here.
We get it done, dog. Look at Barry figuring out
we
those
try
buttons.
Our best.
Look at Barry figuring out those buttons back there. I like the way you get down.
Barry's
dog.
Getting really
Barry's
good.
Barry's like
he's
producing
good.
Like
he's
a much,
really good.
A top tier level.
I told you once I learned that fretboard, you're in trouble.
Oh, Lord.
All that talk up was just for Barry, right, Chris?
El Rubio will be having him join us on the show all day. As the show progresses, we're going to get into exactly what the Long Hairs is.
Oh, my goodness.
What is the Long Hairs? What are we doing? What is coming up? The Great Cut. Todo el pelo. Also with us today is the big homie, Mr. Redhead himself. We couldn't get Canelo in here, so we got Jeff Lozano.
There you go. Bro.
What's up,
the mail in. What's up, man?
Give him the cheer, but with the loud cheer.
That's the only one we got.
Yeah. No, yeah. Come on, Barry.
There you go. All right,
Thank you. Barry, give it. Barry, take it away.
Give him a full clap.
Oh, man.
No, thanks, man. Happy to be here. Always.
But there you go. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe to all of the things we do here on the Emo Brown Podcast. Social Club members, don't you worry. It's this Saturday. It's open house. It will be brought to you by Bangin' Benny's. Get here early. They will be bringing the Smash Burgers, your favorite Smash Burgers, and all of the South Bay and all of Chula Vista. Cruise on through. It's going to be awesome. Tres Animales, this thing right here is going to be available next week. Triple IPA time. Also coming out next week at Three Punk Ales is our other tasty, often looked for beer. I had a little old Italian man come into the Chula Vista spot on my shift, and he came in with an empty can of Don Fanucci. And I got scared, bro.
He wanted a refill?
He didn't know how it worked?
He
came in, in an accent, and I don't want to do an Italian accent because I'm not good at it.
You just did the hand, might as well.
He went all the way. He was like, go for it.
Do you make these here? And I was like,
"Oh shit!"
I got a little bit scared, and I was like, "Yes." I need 4-pack, and I was like, "Okay." I was like, "Sir, we don't have this currently.
It's not a question."
And I was like, "Oh, I got scared." But it turns out he is a fan of the beer. I was like, "Oh yeah, cool. You know what? We don't have it. It'll be about next week, March 18th, the week of the 18th.
So you got the nod. You got the official nod from the Italian.
I offered him a 4-pack of Flama Roja. He took it. He was happy. He was content. I'll be there this week and every week, Tuesday through Thursday in the mornings. As believe on the movie Swingers, they refer to it as the skank shift. I work the skank shifts in the morning at Three Punk Ales. I work from 12 to 5, long hairs. And I'll be there for whatever you need. All of the beers. Bring your card. Make it clack.
Does that make me a skank? Because that's when I come and visit.
You are a skank supporter. Yeah, and I am your favorite skank.
That is true.
There it is, bro. Skanking pickle. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe on Apple. Do all of the things. The list is long to read for member roll call today, dog. We're kind of on a time constraint.
We got any newbies?
We do have some newbies. They're all UPSers, so I won't name you. Thank you, UPSers, for jumping on board and being members of
and
the
everything
thing
that you do.
Open house. Open house is this Saturday. What is at the open house? Well, first and foremost, an opportunity for us to go over what our goals are for the year, what we've already accomplished in this short-lived year as of thus far. March 16th, 12 to 3, come see what we've been up to. Music by DJ Reg 1. He's a homie. Bangin' Benny's providing the food. They're homies. Go ahead, 6 at night, Marsat Court, Suite B. If you're a member, you know where the headquarters is. Come on down, have a good time. Barry, if you could get a close-up on this. You will be receiving this glorious mug. This new mug that has been made by the wonderful Chicle, put together by the wonderful Chicle, but has also been designed by the one, the Oni, El Splurjo. Splurjo created our first logo, our first design, and we brought it back with a little bit of flair. Look at that. So you'll be dating this that day as well. Wow. Jeff, before you leave today, I'm going to give you yours.
Steven.
You are a proud member.
No.
Are you a card-carrying member?
Can this pick this up?
Oh, let's see. Oh, wow.
There's only one car that slams like that.
Go ahead.
And you know what it is.
It is an emo slammer.
A no-fear slammer. Emo Brown, social club member. It's right here. It's heavy. And when you hit the table with it, it does really kind of sound
Do we get
really
a discount at Ballast Point? We've never really established that.
Here's the thing.
Here we go. Please stay tuned.
The
short answer is no, and it's also the long answer. Mm-hmm. So there.
All right.
Man of many words.
How do we make that happen?
Hey, let me talk.
Are you the only Mexican that Ballast Point supports? What's going on?
Ballast Point? No. I don't know if there's any other card member or Emo Brown Foundation members in Ballast Point. We got to work on that.
Yeah. Kings and Convicts and Ballast Point, proud supporters of our golf tournament the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Now we have a new one coming up. Let's see what we can do there. Looking good. Looking awesome. 420. 420 is coming around, guys. We will be doing our yoga sesh here at the headquarters as well.
Mm.
Make sure, well, you know what? We'll get into the details of that later. Just know it's sponsored by Grasshopper as well as Sluggers, another local cannabis company that's going to be throwing little freebies.
Dang, dude.
Some,
yeah. Okay, you're going hybrid with.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. We were going to host it at the brewery.
You really want me to do some yoga, don't you?
Yeah, we were really.
It's the only way.
We were going to host it at the brewery, but I felt that it was in bad taste to get everybody on a sick one, smoking and drinking so early in the morning. So we'll do it here at the headquarters, because the headquarters, No one will bat an eye at that. We can do, you can do whatever you want here. It's drinking, all good. Within reason. Within reason. April 20th, early in the morning, Kula Yoga will be leading the charge. More details to come, but come on this Saturday.
That mug is good.
Dude, this mug is sick. Dog. Today, what I'm putting in it is Liquid Death. Do the right thing, Liquid Death. Do the right thing.
You know who you are.
All right, I think we're good with that, right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, quite the intro.
We did all the things. How long was that intro, Barry?
That was a lot. 3 days.
That was a lot. It was good, though, man. Hey. You're growing. You got people believing in you, too, man. So that's great.
What have you been up to, Doc?
Dude, I've been busy.
Give it to me.
I've been busy, man. We started a new podcast.
Ooh,
we'll talk about that. I'm kind of doing my side tastings that it was kind of something that I did few and far between, but I'm kind of concentrating a little bit more on tastings. So like
Crazy Burger,
Curate, yeah, that was one that we just did not too long ago. I've done two for them already.
Yeah, I saw.
And they're just basically I'm playing Toastmaster. So essentially what it is you find it's pretty common in breweries where you work with a chef. And then he'll curate a dish or like a series of dishes. And then we'll work together to make sure that there's a beer that's going to complement it. Right. Mm. And that's typically kind of like an in-house thing, but I'm taking it and I'm going to like these cool spots where I think, honestly, that they're voicing that they kind of want to elevate their craft beer portfolio. They want to kind of get a little bit more into it, and they already have a functioning kitchen and a menu. So I'm going in there and going like, well, let's have some fun with it. And there's no cooler way of amplifying your spot than
with you?
With pairing beer.
Hold on. I thought you were going to say with you.
Pairing beer, dude. And it's fun.
Crazy Burger rocks, man.
Dude.
Crazy Burger gets
that. That guy is awesome. The guy that owns Crazy Burger.
Edgar. El compa Edgar.
Bro. Dude. One of the most beautiful human beings I've ever met. Hey. Hard working dude. Just all about his company, all about his family, all the things that you want.
One of us.
From one of you guys. No, just kidding.
You're not about your family?
No, just kidding. Wow, yeah, one of us. Bro. He was introduced to me through a mutual friend. Do you guys know Hoppy Beer, Hoppy Life?
Yeah.
Do you know that brand?
El Compa Fede.
El Fede. So the conversation.
Say his name again, fool.
Fede.
Okay.
Sauvignon.
Ooh.
Dude, damn, he has a strong name.
What a dope ass name.
Dude, he has a strong name.
He sounds like Mexican fucking sparkling water.
Dude, he's one of those.
Power move.
It's a power move. It's a power name.
Is Federico Sauvignon.
And he's he's nice.
El Rey de los Brands.
He's cool, dude. He's been an avid supporter of craft beer since the dawn of it. He was way into craft beer before I was. And
day one, bro.
Yeah,
day
dude. One. And so, you know, check out Hoppy Beer, Hoppy Life and follow him because it's not a brewery or a tasting room. He's just a guy that loves craft beer and knows exactly what it means for the city to be all in on it. So he helps promote it through merch and events and stuff like that. And so we were having a beer over at O'Brien's.
Time out. Big up O'Brien's, dog.
Said it kind of purposely.
Celebrations are in more important. Look at this mug holds more than water, long hair. Oh my God, el compa fucking Rubio. I'm staying a little bit.
Gotta love it.
I don't drink coffee. Well, you drink beer. I don't drink water. It all fits in here. Big ups to the family and everyone who operates O'Brien's. Yo. Why, Jeff Lozano? Why?
They were just named best pub, what was it? Restaurant, pub, beer spot by USA Today.
In the world. No, in the United States.
Yeah.
How awesome is that? That's such a lame clap.
We need a little more juice on the applause.
Lame is clap.
Our studio
more enthusiasm
today.
Shitty clap. This is battery gun. I feel like they deserve the best clap in the world that you just gave them, like high school clap.
That was a supporting actor clap.
Good on them, bro. Good on them. That makes me feel good when homies get recognition that is very well deserved. And they, my friend, are very well deserved.
They're an institution, man.
Beyond an institution. Multiple locations of that brand, but only one O'Brien's.
Dude.
And you can find them on Convoy Street. I love that. I love going to
it's
that whole area.
And it's kind of like out of place, too, in the best way possible.
Oh, okay, Lozano. Let me hear you weasel your way out of that remark.
Well, you're on Convoy Street.
Go ahead. What is normally on Convoy Street,
well,
Jeff?
Well, it's typically a lot of Asian cuisine.
The views expressed by Jeff Lozano do not necessarily represent
Emu Brown. And
it's delicious.
And it's probably no secret that when you go onto Convoy Street, you know, you're going to get a multitude of different cuisines. No, I'm not saying that. But there is a little bit more of an Asian-focused cuisine. And O'Brien's is, I mean, the name kind of says it, you know? And so like you pass through there and you're like, what is this like kind of pub in the middle of all of this stuff? And you walk in and it's just, dude, it is really, really, really a cool spot.
One more really.
Really a cool spot.
There it is.
They have a mug club that you can't just get on. No, dude, I wish. Dude, they don't let just anybody be, but no. Like somebody has to like exit the mug club. And then you have to kind of like be voted in by, I don't know if it's the staff or whatever, or the other mug club holders, but if
waiting list,
bro, you can be going in there for like 30 years, every day, nonstop supporting them. And you still might not get in the mug club. That's how exclusive it is.
Well, ouch. I know all about exclusivity myself, my friend.
Please tell us what mug club are you part of?
Oh, just a little click called the Tribal Click. Bing, bang, boom. Welcomed. The books were open for me, I guess, man. I don't know what the voting process is or how.
What does that
works.
Mean?
I don't know.
What does wearing the ring mean?
I don't. One, you wear with pride and with dignity and with respect.
I get it, but what? Okay,
nothing. You're just welcome into the into the family.
I love it.
You know,
I think it's
a
sick ass ring.
You know, I've oft considered Theo Bobby a mentor, somebody who got. And he doesn't like that the title, but fuck it, I give it to it anyway because he provides insight where otherwise I feel other people can't. He's been in this line of work and his business and entrepreneur for over 35 years, bro. You know, creating streetwear, but more importantly, just creating a brand and, you know, through the ups, through the downs, longevity. For me, in the back of my mind, I've always been driven by it doesn't matter who gets there first, is who stays there the longest.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
For me, that's what makes the most waves. And Tribal is...
Yeah, they've been around since what?
1989. So, I got a call and he said, I need to talk to you. And I got scared.
Oh, anytime, they called you in?
Yeah, anybody.
Did you have a boardroom?
Yeah. And I took Barry with me.
For protection? He took me to the principal's office because he was scared.
I was a little scared. No, I was scared. I was like, why does he want to see me? Because it was constantly like, I need to talk to you. I have something for you. And then his
son. Does Bobby know him?
Yeah, now he does.
Oh, okay. So
now
you couldn't like pretend like you were his lawyer?
Yeah.
No, I said I was security and I'm like strong man in the corner.
So yeah, man, I know a little bit about clubs. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, congratulations, man.
I don't know if congratulations are in order. I don't know how this works.
Is it kind of like a mark?
I'm wearing it right.
You should have a reveal party.
And then all of a sudden he comes in wearing a tribal hat and a killer tribal shirt. All of a sudden.
And you're being very elusive about what it means.
Go ahead.
But I also got something.
He got some tribal
bobbleheads, bro. Johnny.
Did he get a socks?
What no, Johnny's, bro.
Climbing my way up.
Tribal makes underwear?
Next time will be bro. Socks, hold pants.
Hold on.
Shirt.
Yes, sir.
Tribal makes undergarments?
Have you not? Hey,
would you like to try one?
Have you gone to Tribal headquarters?
No, I've never been there.
Let's go. It's awesome.
I would love to.
It's for me, honestly, when I went there the first time, that's what kind of gave me an idea of what I wanted to do here with this warehouse.
Okay.
We needed a warehouse, first off. You know, like Gus and I went and we were just looking around. I was like, dude, we need this shit. How do we get this? And then we just kind of like started building our own thing. Good people, great team, awesome click. Honored to be a part of it, dog. Honored to be a part of it.
Dude, it's that's quite impressive. And like I said, I don't know too much about Bobby or even Tribal, but I just know that
Let's
they're an institution. I just know that. Rubio, do you know Tribal? You know Tribal.
No. I want to try.
Do you want a Tribal?
he just asked, have you ever tried the Tribal...
Chonies?
Yeah.
We got some for you.
I would try it.
I'm Target brand
test market.
Underwear. I think I need an upgrade.
Ooh.
MeUndies? Well, as long as you guys are the same size as me.
No. The undergarments are new, though. This is a new venture.
I didn't even
tribal.
Know they had. Nah, I didn't know they had underwear.
I too am wearing Tribal chonies, just in case.
How are they?
Right now?
Snug, comfortable, everything that I've ever wanted it to be. Wow.
You feel cooler when you
I don't
them.
Wear underwear. And I
Are they
tell
moisture
my wife,
wicking? Is
I don't
that
know.
Why?
I don't create moisture down there.
You're the dry.
He's not a producer.
You got some dry balls.
Hey, must be nice.
Hey, man. You have a beautiful voice, Rubio.
Thank you. I'm afraid I'm busting the speaker out, but...
You're killing it. The timbre in this young man's
voice.
It is. Keep the mellow, the voice
there. Tell
us
a little bit about yourself. Tell us about the long hairs. You can't just drop an epic name like the long hairs and just kind of like walk away from it.
Wait. Can I say something before that? I want to introduce you a little bit because I brought you over here and I think it's worthy. I'm your biggest fucking fan for a guy that has never had long hair.
Go ahead.
All right. So we're doing an episode of Dedicated to the Craft, and we have this guy named Adam. He's the owner or founder of Knock Around Sunglasses.
Okay, yeah, local
right?
boys.
Yeah, okay. So he brings over some gifts, and he kind of lays out like his, you know, top shelf stuff just as a nice little token of courtesy or gratitude. And like there's Weezer, the collaboration that Knock Around did with Weezer, the collaboration that they did with Hot Wheels, a couple of like, you know, well-established institutions and stuff like that. And then there's the Long Hairs collaboration with Knock Around, right? And so we're kind of like going through all of them. I'm not, you know, you were picked last because I didn't know. Dude, I didn't know the Long Hairs.
I mean, come on.
And so I get this, I get the glasses. And I'm like, oh, these are kind of cool. What is this, the Long Hairs? What are they? And Adam, he's the one that's like, dude, you need to meet this guy. You need to meet these guys. They're the fucking shit. These guys are awesome. They bring the energy. They have an interesting company that is just, it's very unique. And that's when he told me, like, dude, you got to check them out. They were on Shark Tank. They got
Shark
this.
Tank?
Yeah, he'll tell you that story. But then I go like, all right, cool. Let me check them out. Went home, looked you up, fell in love with what you guys are doing, fell in love with what you guys are about. And
fell in love with us.
Dude, you guys are wild. And we did a cool episode with you guys too. So check out Dedicated to the Craft, even though that show has now been canceled.
Hey, did we set up the cancel button yet, Barry?
Great episode though, I have to say. That was terrific.
Dude, it was fun. It was fun. And it was all because of you guys. So with that little introduction, I just want to know that you don't have to have long hair to understand what this guy's doing.
Well, let's hear what he's all about.
Oh man. So first of all, I'm on my way over here. I'm running a little bit late. I was going to stop at the store and grab a 32-ounce triple IPA, but I ran out of time.
Go ahead.
So I couldn't
got you.
Grab it in time. And who would have known that I got here and I've got a Tres Animales 32-ounce triple IPA, and who knew? It was fine that I didn't
like
stop at the store after all.
Absolutely flawless, bro.
Thank you. Next of all, I have heard multiple mentions of this club, this membership club so far, and I'm jealous and a little bit infuriated that I don't even know how to get in yet. They got the card. It rattles when you click on the thing,
clacks,
the social club,
rattles,
the clack and rattle. I wasn't invited. What do I have to do here if I could fill out my application?
Well, you're on the right couch.
Submit.
You are on the right couch. You are
this
on
is where it starts.
The cameras are going to come up.
The full circle couch. We will take care of your application and make sure we forward it ASAP and we'll get that approved.
Or for anybody listening, you can go to the Emo Brown podcast online, emobrown.com. Go right on there and subscribe to us on all of our platforms.
Smooth.
And you could go to our Patreon to become the member. That's where you get the card. Oh. That is not where you get the fancy underwear. Unfortunately, that is top tier level shit, but we're working on it. So
I will be hosting field trips to Tribal HQ. Imagine.
Cannot believe, Lozano, you let me come in here without coming with my membership card first. So a little heads up next time.
You know
I'd appreciate
meant,
that.
You know what,
I need to get in
exactly.
The club.
You know what meant more? Being offered it by the founding members themselves.
Hey, Barry, you're doing good.
Got expedited
there.
Application process.
Good, you are
no,
doing
but continue with your story because I think it's awesome, dude.
Stoked to get a chance to share it with you guys. Got something really special going on here. Our company is the Long Hairs. We're established in 2014. This will be year 10. And we thought things would be easy by now, and they're not. And you just get into 10. You get 5 years in, you get 7 years in, you get 8 years. We're 10 years right now, and all we can say is if it takes 10 or 20 or 30 to make it to our desired vision in the future, it doesn't matter.
You're all
because
in.
We are in it to win it for life. And we're really extremely grateful for being able to do what we've done up to this point in time. The Long Hairs is a men's grooming brand for guys who are growing their hair, which is most all guys are at least growing. We're encouraging you, hey, grow long hair. If you find yourself growing long hair for the first time in your life, you might go to the women's hair care aisle and be like, I need to get some hair ties, and where do I get them? And there's like weird options here. And so I get the black, most basic hair ties in the aisle. And then I go home and I try to tie my hair up and they snap and they rip your hair out and they suck.
Tell me
and
about
I'm like,
it.
Dude,
and then you look
at try some different hair ties.
The
and then they're, you know, purple or, you know, they're like,
look at you, bro.
You know, there's no hair ties for guys.
Oh.
Dude, hair ties for guys. That's it.
It rhymes.
That's our thing. We're going for it. And that was 10 years ago, and we established the Long Hairs, but we pretty quickly realized that it wasn't just about the hair ties or about any given product. It was about being a man with long hair and what that is and what that means, and a unique fraternity of guys who have powered through the awkward stage with courage and commitment, with people telling you to cut it and you can't get a job and are you in the band and are you some kind of hippie and all these things and you should just cut it, honey. Even your mom is telling you. And yet us long hair guys, we powered through and we got to the length and we're like, what the hell do we do now? Do I tie it up? Do I brush it? Do I wash it? I go on YouTube and there's a lot of women's tutorials on how to do long hair. And we're like, dude, there needs to be like, there's nothing for guys. So we started doing it. Here's how to brush your hair. Here's how to braid your hair. Yeah. Here's how to champagne your hair.
Look, love it.
I got 10 different braid styles. I'll show you Viking braids to Dutch braids to the full double-barreled French Revolution, as we like to call it. And we are the hair guys. So we advocate, educate, and celebrate men with long manes with hair whips and high fives.
Look at you, and bro. I'm in.
Our purpose is truly deeper than, like I said, the products. And our core vision is to inspire confidence, develop masculinity, and foster community among guys growing their hair. And those are the things we perceive that in this extremely challenging world for men and for women, but for men in particular and what we are going through and what we are doing, we need some confidence. And we need to develop ourselves as men and develop our masculinity.
That's the way I love it.
And we need community. And we are fostering that community. And over the last 10 years, we have built a global online community of guys with flow. And we offer tips and tricks. Hustle, we advocate for hair equality. And we celebrate men's long manes with hair whips and high fives.
Hair whips Goldilocks. And
I couldn't have said it better. Don't hit the applause button because it's gonna demean the whole thing.
With that little trickle of
so that's our, that is awesome.
That
man.
Is short hair.
And I already
activity
know this. I've already heard this and it still pumps me up.
I want to grow my hair out then. This
Oh, it's still coming in thick and luscious.
Dude, I got
You'd
that.
You'd be a handsome guy with
I've
long
got
hair.
That.
Maybe lucky to get that hair.
You're gonna have to power through the awkward stage.
All right.
If you do approach that point, please visit awkwardstagehair.com. You might pull that up, Barry.
Awkward
is this the awkward stage?
Look, Barry,
you are, Barry
there.
Is approaching.
There.
You are entering the awkward stage.
My
pull
hair's on
its awkward
farewell
stage hair.
So going out as long as
oh,
I can.
Oh, man. Look at that thing.
He's barely entering it?
Yeah, he's got that.
Well, it's because he's got the sides shaved, so it still looks clean. But if he wants to go
I
long
like
hair, you have to grow the sides and the rest of it, and
really?
It will
they
be
They tend to grow
awkward.
A little faster than the top, though, right? So I'm letting it. Letting
well,
it
that's just
up.
Your disease, Barry.
Yeah, that's because I'm. That's your... I told you, it's on the farewell tour. What do you want?
Barry bald guy.
Rubio.
Just pull up on the side. Is it like a little corner, awkwardstagehair.com?
You got it. You got
this
it covered
our website
for everybody.
And you're just not even going to believe
what
the
do you want? Let's
level
do
of effort
want,
that we put into
know,
this.
My
thing.
Let's,
are you in?
No. Yeah,
well, how much
you know
time
what?
Do you think it'll take to grow our hair?
Why don't we Google on the long hair's website? How much time
well, hold
would it
on,
take?
Because we're doing the awkward stage.
So look,
let's
if you need
first.
To
look
make
this.
It through, this is the Center for Awkward Stage Hair. Comprehensive awkward stage hair coverage.
Hold on.
That
what
is
are
the worst
topics
part,
covered?
Though, for sure.
Wait a second. How to grow your hair as fast as possible, sold.
I just push
hair
really
science
hard.
And the life cycle of hair growth, health and nutrition for optimal hair growth, Barry going to a software control page that has absolutely nothing to do.
Camera
there
one.
We are.
I'm putting you on the show.
Practical hairstyles during the, okay, I like that one. Whether you should trim during the awkward, basically, it's everything. A 101 on what is needed to grow long hair.
The IKEA little assemble yourself.
Wifey's not going to like this lasagna.
Or you
She's
could do
not.
It on your own.
She's already told me.
Or you could scour through women's websites and magazines and figure it all out yourself.
Tripping
Chris,
all over.
Why would I do that when there is a website and a company dedicated to answer my
well,
questions?
There
as
wasn't
a
before.
Proud man.
Until now. And now the questions are answered, and we are answering them, and we are the hair guys. But to be honest with you, I'm glad I got to talk to you about the long hairs, but that's not what
that's not
I was
you're
invited
here.
To talk about tonight. That is our company. That is our full-time business. That is what we do. But right now,
I
what
like
we are
guy.
Doing is the great like cut.
What is the great cut, El Rubio?
The great cut is this just outrageously ambitious and...
Those are the glasses.
The Great Cut is a world record charity hair cutting event where we will attempt to break the Guinness World Records title for the most hair ever donated to charity in the history of humankind. The current record is 339 pounds
Yikes,
of human hair.
That's a lot of poundage.
Which was achieved. Enormous amount of poundage. Fill up this entire studio. Boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of hair. Hair is light. So 339 pounds of hair is an enormous amount of hair. We achieved that feat, the long hairs, at the Great Cut 2014. 2019, our first such attempt, when we had no idea what the hell we were doing.
5 years into the game.
We somehow pulled it off. We did break the world record.
You fucked around and broke a world record.
The Guinness World Records title, in fact.
Went for breaking hearts.
And now we are doing it again. The whole purpose behind the Great Cut is our charity partners, the nonprofit organization Children with Hair Loss. They're founded in 2000. They provide real custom quality hair replacements for children with medical hair loss. It could be cancer treatment. It could be alopecia. It could be burn victims. Any medical diagnosis. And they provide these really customized, beautifully made hair prosthetics for children who will never grow their hair back. And they do it 100% free to the children and their families. And since the year 2000, they have never turned a child away. This is the moment that we broke the world record in 2019.
Is, I'll cheers to that one real quick. Well done.
That is,
hair is light, but that is heavy, Rubio.
That is one of the great moments in my life right there. You could see my business partner, El Moreno, shaved his head entirely. I cut mine down to my shoulders. They started making memes about me looking like a soccer mom after this. It was really quite funny.
You can't see many soccer moms with goatees.
You look like Tom Green.
So that was 5 years ago. Look at the pure joy. It just says it all.
You joke around with this, but at the core,
it's serious.
At the base, there is some awesome give back going on right here. Providing a little something for children in need. We take for granted what we have. You know, I know I'm very privileged. I have a nice head of hair and my children, but it's a confidence booster.
Right.
For children that are going through, you know, scenarios where they are losing their hair or unable to grow hair to the length that they want, this provides an opportunity for you guys to give back. And I think above and beyond, you're a funny guy. You're awesome. I love the way you present it. But that is honorable and that is very nice, bro.
And I think that you have to be that way in order to get across an idea that, quite honestly, it's very unique and not a lot of people get it. Because you are in the minority as a man with long hair, maybe not historically, but right now, right in this day and age, in the culture that we have in this neighborhood. And so for you to come out and make it fun, relatable, and also get people pumped about it, that pump, bro, is exactly what almost any endeavor or mission needs in order to get, you know, to get the people going. And you guys have that. And that's why when I told Steve, hey, man, I got this guy and I need him to come over here, not just to give you the plug, because I'm always trying to do that, but because I know that your philosophy is dead set on doing the right thing with something that might be silly to a lot of people, but it's super serious.
No, but it's presented perfectly, bro.
I hope you don't mind me saying this from the words of the wolf in Pulp Fiction. Let's not start sucking each other's dicks just yet, because we have not done this yet.
Why did you tell me this before, Saturday, Rubio?
We have not done it yet. This Saturday is the great March 16th is the Great Cut 2024. We are attempting to break our own world record and we are beset with challenges. I will be personally shaving my entire head. I know this camera doesn't quite.
How long did that take you?
Let's just see.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth.
I got a looks pretty like that. Serious mane here.
Oh, man, it's down to your bouton, your belly bouton.
Bro.
I got the belt line. I'm going to be shaving my head along with all the boys at the Long Hairs, and we are encouraging many hundreds and thousands of others to come and join us in San Diego at the Broadway Pier. Saturday, March 16th, it's going to be popping all day, live music, food trucks, craft beer, cocktails.
Still accepting donations.
The biggest hair cutting party in the universe, and we really need some help. You know, we're not there yet.
How can we help? What can people do to support?
People could come out to the event on Saturday, March 16th.
It's at the Broadway Pier.
Yeah. It's going to be the Super Bowl of charity haircutting events.
There it is.
You can visit our website that we're checking out right here. It's thelonghairs.us.
What a coincidence. 4 days, 20 hours until the event.
Who knew? Nice. Who knew?
Nice.
We timed it up. It was
just
an accident.
I think you count out, do yourself, you figure out a way to do it. Look at
that.
That
was beautiful.
Well, so look, you don't have to donate your hair. You can come and donate. You could donate your hair. There's a general admission. You could volunteer. You could come just and hang out. Like I said, live music, going to be a totally cracking party, 8:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Everyone who comes and joins will be part of this world record attempt. At this moment, Monday, 6 days out, I have no idea if we're going to break the... I have no idea if we're going to break the record or not right now. Ultimately, that's not the biggest thing. Because
it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're still the record holder.
We're still going to donate many hundreds of pounds of hair that will be made into these beautiful hair replacements for these children that we get to meet every year at the Children with Hair Loss Charity Ball. And anyway, Steve, for having us on, wanted to give you the official The Great Cut World Record Attempt 2024 Trucker Hat.
Get a close-up on this one, Baron. Baron The Great Cut 2024. Nice, just like that.
Now, question, do you need to be able to pass a drug test to donate your hair?
There are no testing requirements for your hair donation. I repeat, there are no testing requirements. So
Lozano's back.
Hey, you're back in the game, baby. You guys
are
clear.
There's going to be a lot of future arrested
kids. Yes, yes. If you donate your hair and... Anyway.
It was good on you.
Look at that.
It looks nice.
I always look good in hats. That's what my wife says, at least.
Dude, that is so sick. And on your on your worst great cut, it's monumental. It doesn't matter.
It is.
You're putting it out there. You're bringing awareness to it. And... you know, you guys were talking about it a little bit earlier about the confidence boost. I think that a lot of people might almost, it's almost kind of normal to go bald these days, right? It's from a grooming.
Adult male perspective.
From a grooming perspective. No, I mean like not like biologically, like your decision to shave your head, right? Whether it's because you're going bald or just because how you like the look. And so for a lot of people, it's becoming a little bit more of a norm as far as the aesthetics of it, like seeing somebody walk down the street. However, there's something powerful about the option component that that these kids don't have.
Yeah. Their hair isn't going to grow back. And my hair, I've been growing for 11 years.
Whoa.
And there's a lot of history in this hair. There's a lot of miles walked. There's a lot of good times. There's a lot of tough times. There's a lot of myself in this hair. So when I give this as a gift, it's not just hair. I'm giving a part of myself. And that helps us to achieve our vision, which is to develop masculinity. And for us, masculinity is giving freely of ourselves something that is precious to us.
You motherfucker.
Jeez, and if we can all give freely of ourselves that which is precious to us, and if all companies do the kind of things that the Long Hairs is doing right now with the Great Cut, then our problems are gonna be in the past. And so we're trying to set an example for how men should be and how companies should be. And we're putting our hair where our mouth is.
Boom. Whoa,
hold on, what? Our money where
I guess.
You got what I mean.
You're putting your hair in the guy.
I don't know what you mean.
Hey.
Still kind of hot.
That's awesome, man.
Putting it down, baby.
Whoa!
You did it.
And we're putting
you've introduced me to some top-notch people in your day. You really have. You really have. And I won't go into any, many names because
you don't.
If I could just add that we are putting our life's effort into this, like, I mean, all the juice, all the energy, pure willpower.
Poodle.
We're 5 days out. We still don't know if we're going to make it. We're still trying to cover the cost. You know, it's like we're right on the edge and we're giving it everything we got to put something extraordinary into the world. And you know what? It's going to be a huge, overwhelming success. And I hope the listeners will come out and join us on this Saturday, March 16th. Come on down to the Port Pavilion, Broadway Pier, and watch me get my head shaved. It's going to be. You guys have not even wrapped my head around that.
11 years.
Chat is asking if they have gray hair. Can they still
gray
do that?
Gray hair is accepted.
Will it be dyed?
Absolutely, yes.
What will happen to that?
It can be dyed. It can be gray hair. Any hair textures, any hair colors. The only thing is if your hair is bleached.
Lice. If you have lice, don't come in.
The lice question I hadn't heard until now. let's not do that one.
Yeah, don't do lice. Is it a place that you can get checked for lice?
The lice out of there. No, we don't
will
have
the nurse
those
from Billy Madison be checking for lice.
We haven't. I don't have those numbers.
It's just bleached hair. is a no.
If your hair is bleached and chemically destroyed,
right,
it's not going to work. Any other hair type, will even take dreadlocks.
My body is chemically destroyed.
I met a little boy 2 years ago at the charity ball where actually an NFL player cut his locks off. And they use that to make the hair replacement for this little boy.
Antonio Cromartie taking time out of his busy schedule to shave his locks.
Hey, Palomalo will do it one day. Just believe in that. Hey, dude. I had a question real quick, though, out of pure curiosity. Of you said you can't do the bleached hair, but you can do colored hair.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that the colored hair is still not like fried or anything like that, but the bleached hair is just non-transferable? Or like what? How does that work? Or do you even know
I don't know.
Okay.
The manufacturer is a company called John Renault, and they are a huge sponsor of The Great Cut. They are really helping us to make it possible, and they have all the...
Got it. Dude, incredible.
They're pros.
Te dije.
Told Jeff, dude. As soon as we linked up, I was like, we're boys, bro.
There it is. Look at that. You look like Kid Rock.
It's wild. I went for Kid Rock for Halloween. I went as Kid Rock on Halloween, and I went as Hulk Hogan, which was the all-time Halloween costume.
He would shoot cans of Tres Animales if he had the
opportunity. That's what I said.
No problema.
Dude, if you shoot his beer, I think he goes viral. I think he starts sponsoring the UFC.
Maybe fired up. Could I get a membership?
You're gonna calm down. Don't reveal your hand so fast.
Wait.
What do you want to show with a membership?
What do I have to do?
After that speech, bro, I thought I was just going to be flung a card.
What do I got to do?
You're in, doc. You're in. We're going to get you in. Barry, get this man a party pack. I don't know what that consists of, but we'll make it.
Does it have the underwear? Because then you can just hand that over to me.
Tell me about this Shark Tank experience. Dude. You can't just drop Shark Tank and then run away from it.
Dude, you got to look. That Shark Tank.
I'll look it up.
My wife watches Shark Tank all the time. I started getting into it. I think it's
Is that a show that's still on right now?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, they're like on season 18 or whatever the hell. But that's when Ace told me to go home and research what you guys were doing. The first thing obviously that comes up is your epic pitch on Shark Tank. Talk about that, dude, because you guys got prepared for that. Like, you guys didn't just jump in.
Great setup. And what I will start with is that after Shark Tank,
I fucking like this guy talk.
Me and Lindsay, we said to ourselves, Shark Tank is not going to be the biggest thing that we are ever known for.
Ooh.
We're going to do something bigger. We're going to do something more extraordinary. If that is the biggest thing ever, that means our company is not a success because it's all about going after that. So that is a thing. It is an enormous achievement. It was an accomplishment for us. But The Great Cut is a greater success, I would say, in 2019. So that being said, we appeared in 2018, season 9, episode 16.
Book it.
And we had been in business just for a couple of years, and everyone was like, hey, we're already thinking, like, dude, we're going on Shark Tank. Sometime we're going to be on Shark Tank. Someone said, hey, they're doing casting. So we're like, oh, okay, we're going to go do the casting, no doubt. Went out to the casting. I won't get too much into it. It's a 7-8 month process. Send us videos, send us contracts, like going back and forth and a million times and everything. And finally, after all these months, you get a chance to go and pitch to the sharks. So me and Linz are like, we are going to put our number one performance out on the field on that day. So every single day, 6 months straight, 5 a.m. gym session, we're hitting the concrete and the iron and lifting. And we're like, we're going to intimidate the sharks with our sheer bulk and mass.
Ooh, hair curls.
Oh, bro. And our hair is just immaculate. And it finally comes down to it, dude. And we hit the workout the morning of. And you go in and, dude, all of a sudden, we're there. We're pitching. We're going through our thing. It gets hot. It gets
hot. Oh, it's getting hot.
You went in with some conviction, dude. Look at that, Baldy.
Dude, why do you look so
swole, the game face. The game face. We wanted to intimidate them into a deal with the biceps.
The pants are chino pants for me.
Dude, they were like, are those stretchy?
They were. And they were great. We went and bought new clothes and everything. Like, we were ready, baby. And we dropped it with conviction.
You had the goatee?
Dude, he had the goatee.
I know I had
bro.
The goatee. I've gone.
He doesn't know to take you serious or not.
He doesn't. That's like, why I just go straight mustache these days because I'm more serious.
Hey, hold on real quick. What's going through your mind? When those doors open, you kind of already know what you're getting yourself into. When those doors open and you're walking out, are you having like a amnesia moment and saying you're just in the zone? Or are you a little nervous?
I am the fucking man, and I am prepared, and this is my moment, and this is the moment that I was here for, and there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, the adrenaline was heavy, and the excitement, and it's crazy, dude. Adrenaline, like, pumping. Heart is beating right now. Show the hair. Show the hair. We were so prepared for 6 months. We prepped every single morning. We hit the gym. We went back to his house. We lifted or practiced our pitch 3-4 times. We practiced it to friends and other business colleagues and others and get feedback and get better at. And by the time we went in there, the adrenaline was firing, but our level of preparation was extraordinary. And we knew that we were there to win, and we knew that we were going to get a deal. We knew what we were going to say. We knew what it was going to, what the questions were going to be.
Dude.
It's not like this on the show. It sounds like one person is talking at a time. It's not like that. No, all five sharks are peppering us with questions and right. And I was supposed to answer the financial question, but then he says, Lindsay, what do your books look like? And then he was supposed, and you start hair whipping on stage. Oh, ripping up, dude. And then Mr. Wonderful gives us the $1 for every pack for all time deal. And we try to stall him out.
In perpetuity. Blah, blah.
Exactly, dude. We're not doing perpetuity stuff around here.
Look at you, animal.
Turn this flow into dough.
Mm.
Major problem upcoming here. We'll see in a minute. There's people talking. There's questions going. It's not so cool.
Is she selling goop?
I think she has goop.
She's got the goop.
Is this goop?
It's our hair serum. It's one of our top line products. It's really beautiful argan oil hair serum. You don't have to believe me, but the locks don't lie.
Paul Revere look, dog. Look at, he looked like Paul Revere.
He did. Very much so.
The long hairs are coming.
Real quick, though. Hold on. As people are watching, I'm going to talk. Listen, you guys did a awesome, badass, and beautifully edited video with Knockaround, like a little collaboration. And it kind of says that story. It kind of tells a story, but there's some visual. You guys are having fun. But that video is the one that I saw, and I got your whole story, like, in a nutshell. And, bro, that's one of the most beautiful kind of synopsis of the long hairs and your energy. And it was way more intriguing than even the episode of Shark Tank, and that was all you guys.
Who gave you the check? Who ended up winning the bid?
Take one guess.
Mark Cuban.
The Markaladon.
The Markaladon.
The biggest shark in the tank.
Woo! With the smallest penis.
Who do you think?
Go ahead.
That's why he's so grumpy.
So what did you do with this opportunity? How do you parlay that opportunity at year two into 10 years of operation and creating a brand and creating the foundation that you support? How does all that happen? What are the moves? What are the steps? How do you dance?
Ooh.
A lot of dancing.
Mucho dancing.
Estamos bailamos.
All right.
We'll accept it.
We'll accept it. Estamos bailamos. No, we'll go with this.
No. Hold on. Okay. It's the pop. Say it.
We
say
will
this
dance.
No. Say this. Estamos bailamos.
Ooh. Estamos bailamos.
They're two declaratives.
Yeah. Estamos. Comma, bailamos.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is.
Estamos, bailamos.
The pause. Woo! It's the pause.
Gotta have the pause in
good.
There.
You said it well.
It's too much to get too deep into the whole thing. What I will tell you is that having Mark Cuban as a business partner is an extraordinary thing for us. It's something we're extremely grateful for.
Hell,
he's been a really great partner. One of the first things he said to us is, I don't know anything about selling hair ties. You guys sell hair ties, so you know a lot more about your business than I do, and awesome. I'm not going to try to tell you what to do. Secondly, his responsiveness. He's always down. He's always open. You can email him at any moment, and he'll reply to us. Usually
really?
In less than 5 minutes. I'm not kidding.
Prove it, motherfucker. Whoa. Let's put that to the test.
Ask him if he wants to be an Emo
right
Brown member.
Let's put it to the test and say,
let's get him on the line.
Mark Cuban, do you want to buy a brewery? And then that's just leave it at that, dog. And you'll just
well,
leave
the
it
thing
at
is,
that.
We have to be discerning about the things that we're going to. I could email him right
what,
now.
What
sure
if it's
would,
Long but. Hair Brewing Co.? Oh. Everybody that works there has long hair.
Except for the brewery.
And there's one hair.
That's not a bad idea.
Except the brewery, he has no hair. The brewer is just bald and no facial hair.
He could be, for sure. In any case, it's a great relationship. You know, $100,000 goes pretty quickly, but it's the long-term relationship.
At the HK.
And knowing that you have a guy, Mark's a guy like Mark who is down for us, and we're in touch with his team, and we can email and ask, what do you think about this? Or is this something you could help with? Or do you have any guidance in this direction? And they're always willing to help, always happy to provide assistance, but it's really more on us to ask like what we need or to keep them in the loop. So it's been terrific.
How prestigious, bro. How prestigious to have Mark Cuban, an owner of the Dallas Mavericks, a franchise in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
an icon, be your partner.
He recently just bought another 10% of the company. Woo! So he is now a 30% owner.
Salud.
Of the Longhairs.
Hey, salud. We got to really work on that clap, bro. Cheers to you, long hair.
Cheers, dude. That is
cheers
so
cheers to you,
sick.
Short hair.
Hey,
red hair.
You too,
cheers
short
to you,
hair.
Losing hair.
Receding hair.
Brother.
And we're just grateful, Martin. We're pumped. We're
right.
Fortunate, look, grateful, and
he's a guy.
We're stoked.
He gets a lot of excitement around his name.
Totally.
And by the way, he is a metric of when he invests in you, it means something. So there's nothing to take away from a superior entrepreneur like that dude. However, he's just, like you said, he's just investing in the idea and the people that are already doing it. The heavy lifting
is
done by you.
Which is a testament to this guy.
And so, that's what I'm saying. And what I wanted to kind of like reiterate is that when I first met this dude, you guys jumped on the show, I was blown away, man. I was blown away. And because you guys, it's you're watching Shark Tank and you're like, oh, okay, that was a pitch. Now let's go actually meet the guys that are actually behind that pitch. You're always pitching. It's like, that's just you. That's you and your partner, man. Like, you guys are always on. And it's whether you're trying to tell people about what you're doing or whether you're trying to give props to what they're doing. Like, you just have that energy. And I think that energy is crucial to any endeavor. But something like this, it's imperative that you bring that energy, and it makes it so much more, like I said, relatable. Like, people are not like, oh, this club is not for me. Oh, I could never grow long hair. No, I can't join a fraternity like that. Like, I would be silly. But guys like you and your personality who act as a beacon make it like, okay, you know what? I think I can. Maybe I can try. Maybe I'm looking for a group. Maybe I'm looking for some friends. And then they gravitate to what you've built. So that's pretty fucking dope.
Look at you, dog.
Thank you, man. I would just say.
What happened?
Did you
black out?
What happened?
The heart shines through, man. We let our hearts shine through. And I wish my partner, Lindsay, was here right now, because
he's
very
so
much,
cool, dude.
Very much the same in terms of the energy. And if we just be ourselves and let ourselves shine forward, that's where the things come, and give freely of ourselves, and it will all come back, and, you know, do our best to make the best impact.
All right, so after Saturday, after Barry, Steve-O,
I will
me
be bald.
And you, we all get on prep mode for the next Great Cut. How often is the Great Cut?
Whoa.
Every 5 years, no. Is what it looks
chill,
like.
Chill, bro.
No,
chill.
No, I need to know.
We are 100% maybe. We're not. Last time we got.
That's a lot.
We got kind of bullied in. Not bullied in, but we got. When are you doing it again? When's the next one? When's the next one? And we're like, okay, everyone has to grow their hair out, and we're like exhausted. And 5 years. Okay, we'll do it in 5 years. This Saturday will be 5 years later to the day, March 16th.
Hell yeah.
However.
Uh-oh.
Last time I lost my hair, I had a huge circle of alopecia that appeared after the Great Cut, and actually you can't see it right here, but there's a curl that comes out where it grew back. That's just to speak to the level of like stress and anxiety and like what we put into it, and it just it's all consuming, and we're honestly even put our business on the line financially, and we're risking it all. There's no doubt we're risking it all.
Okay.
When we agreed to do it 5 years later, last time we'll be making more money. We'll have our business will be in a great position. We'll be able to hire more people and bring it on. It'd be no problem. We've done it before. It'd be no problem. And now it's kind of the opposite. Like, we're up against the ropes. If you could have your back against all four walls at one time, that's
you're
where I am right now. And we are pushed to the edge. And I don't know that we will be willing to take this on again willingly.
Fair enough.
So I will not say that it's not going to happen again, because we almost have to do it again because of the impact and how extraordinary it really is when it's all said and done. At the same time, I'm not promising shit. I'm not saying that we're doing it again.
Don't worry, I'll do it for you.
Until no.
And that's why we're here today, folks.
We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see.
March 16th, 2029. It all goes down.
No, dude, listen.
Round
listen.
Three.
I think I get what you're saying, but you're the guy behind it and your team is behind it. And so there's an extra just level of
layer
anxiety.
Of hair.
You know what I mean? But for me and for Steve-O and for everybody probably listening to this, they're like, oh. A lot of them didn't even know about it.
I know.
Well, that changes today, brother. That changes. You look like Ted Lasso. That changes today.
It's not a bad look.
No, he's not nice. A bad look. He's really nice, too.
Nice on the ass. We're here to help in any which way we can, bro. Honestly, I'm very excited that you were able to bring El Rubio in.
Did you think this was going to be like this? What did you think?
Can I tell you the truth?
Some long hair guy?
In all honesty.
You're talking about surf wax?
In all honesty. Lozano has never steered me wrong. And you can go, you can take it to the texts. He says, hey, I want to bring a friend on. And before
friend of yours is a friend of mine. He showed me the text.
As soon as like that came out, he hadn't even texted the next thing of who, what, where, why, or how. I said, dog, it's a friend of yours, a friend of mine. He's never steered me wrong. And anytime he brings someone on, it's always amazing. This is no short of anyone else. It far exceeds probably anyone that you've brought in today, bro. Or brought in ever. Thank you for that. I always thank you for that. Your connects and the network that we provide each other is second to none. Chris Healy over here, alias El Rubio.
El Rubio.
He's our guy now, dog. Whether you like it or not, you're
card.
You're our fucking guy. We're going to have to calm a little down on the card because we're in the process of reordering them. Okay, but you're going to get a card.
Okay.
But honestly, man.
I'll give you an old one.
I'm a big fan. I'm going to grow my hair out. I'm gonna go out on the road.
Wait, are you doing it right now? Yeah. On this episode,
I'm telling you right
you're
now,
doing it. Okay.
I'm going to grow my hair. From here,
won't go off until he's done growing.
From here until the end of the year, the only haircut I'll get is trimming up on the sides.
Yes, around the ears around the back.
All
and
right.
Just keep it neat.
That's
and
my
tidy.
Commitment.
Make sure you refer to the Awkward Stage on the Long Hair's website
Will
before
do.
You take any
Will
extreme
do.
Actions.
Here's the thing. I'm self-employed, and I also work at UPS. They don't give a shit. They celebrate what I do over there, man. We're going all in. Lozano, I need you to follow suit.
All right. I knew it was coming. The build up, the setup.
I fly, you fly.
I love you, Rubio. And now I'm very much regretting bringing you here.
Yikes. He's in trouble now. He's in a rock and a hard place now.
All right. No, I'll follow suit. Yeah. I'll follow suit.
End of the year. 9 months.
Hold on. How much hair do you actually get out of 1 year's growth typically?
About half an inch a month, about 6 months a year on average.
Hold on.
Unless you really push it.
Is this setting ourselves up for the big contribution at the big game? Or are you going to cut it off after 1 year?
We'll see where my hair falls. We'll see where the hair lies. Time out.
Falls or lies?
Barry, I need confirmation from you.
What? Yeah, get in here.
We're the three long hair monster of Emo Brown now. Will you be growing your hair out as well for the rest of the year?
I think the year is good.
Take off your hat, Phil.
I think the year is good.
Take off your hat.
Oh, I said yes!
All three of us
dude,
will be growing.
Dude, he said yes.
And we need to make a fucking video of
bro.
Us just slinging our hair Metallica style.
Dude. I don't know if
this
it's going
to
grow
last
that
time
much,
I get to grow it out,
year.
So if I could do something good with it, fuck yeah.
Hey, here's that. Okay, here.
It takes many years.
Barry.
It's not just 1 year.
That's what I was going to. How long
for
is it going
to mortals, it may not take long. I have a healthy, thick,
I have a pretty thick mane.
So maybe 1 year or 18 months.
Look at
Until it hits the shoulders.
Hold on. Hey, real quick. Interrupting you. You have a shirt. And I don't know if you sell it on your website.
Oh, it's not this
but
one.
You have a shirt that on the back acts as a measurement.
Yes.
For your long hair.
We got it.
What is the first rung there? Because that's about as
the
far as
the first rung
know.
Is shows 1 inch right here to signal that if you were to cut your hair and donate it from right here, that it would be 1 inch. And then there are measurement lines that go all the way
so
down.
So if we got the 1 inch and then I just decided
that
to
would
do
mean
my
1 inch
now,
past the shoulders,
then it would be like it'd be a good donation. Is that a good donation?
No, you have to be at least 8 inches. So that
we'll
might
never be, that close.
But the kids they really want hair, donations of 12 to 14 inches and longer.
Uh oh, Steve-O. Okay, you
which is
that,
a 2 to 3 to 4 year
that's
thing,
fine.
And it goes back
that's
to
fine.
I'm not committing to doing the great cut again 5 years from now. Is it if I had to say right this moment, it probably is going to happen again.
Hey, can I tell you something then? How about we do this? We do the year.
5 years.
No, no, redo the year.
Regroup.
Then we regroup. And if we want to keep going, we do. And if we don't, you personally shave our heads.
I will tell you what. I'll double you up.
Here
if we
is.
Get to
Here
1 year from now and all three of you have grown your hair out, then we will announce that we will do 2029.
Oh, that's too much pressure, dog. I'm in, though. I don't give a fuck. I'm in.
What do we have to lose?
Hair?
This is a 10.7% beer, Rubio.
By the end of the year...
It's a confidence beer.
By the end of the year, I can tell you what my hair is going to look like.
Hair.
I'm going to look like fucking El Caro Quintero from Narcos Season 3 Mexico, dog. His hair is like fluffy. I'll have that. I'll look like a singer for Los Temerarios, dog. I'll look like a backup dancer for Los Bukis. My hair won't be luscious. I won't look like Dave Grohl.
Hey, listen.
It'll take a while to fall.
Listen to this. That's me saying yes to that challenge. But it's contingent on that they accept as well.
Tres hombres.
I am.
Here's Steve in a couple of years.
That's good. Dude, yeah, but now look at the Narcos one. I'll look like that next
year. That might be 1 year, but then the 2 year, it will start falling. And then it starts falling, and then the real sex.
Ooh.
Appeal.
What? Wait, I'm going to get sex.
Oh, yeah. I'm wondering if you were
going to. I'm in. No, wrong song.
Hey, look.
I put that on the table. You three.
I apologize to my family
now. I will say.
You're not on Shark Tank, fool.
I apologize to my family now. Because when I get committed to some shit, homie, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm going to go all
or nothing, right? In or out.
Luckily, I get committed to everything.
Yeah, and now, you know, my internal resolution for the year was like, less commitment to shit. But this isn't shit. This is the new homie, Chris Healy of the Longhairs, alias El Rubio. I love him. Just met him, but I love where his heart is, and I love the tenacity and everything that surrounds him. So I'm in, bro. I'm not fucking around. I am going to grow my hair at least to the end of the year, and then we'll revisit it.
Reevaluate.
Then. Here's me and Steve with the face down. We got Lozano in the background wondering what just happened.
That looks great.
Dude, so on the left, that's Rafa.
Great. Hey,
that's Rafa. That'll be my hair, dog. I can assure you because my hair is not straight. My hair is not straight. My hair
beautiful,
is
man.
Very curly and wavy, homie.
Okay.
And that's how it's going to look. And that's going to be you, Lozano.
Yeah.
In the background, looking like Miguel Ángel Gallardo Félix.
Looking more and more like my dad every day.
Okay. All right. Hey, man. This is done.
Well, it's not done yet.
Cincho. With this guy and with this guy, when they say it, it's done.
It's like the Lord of the Rings. You take an oath.
Here's what's coming your way.
It's like
the Oath of Fëanor.
Here's what... I don't know that movie, nerd. But here's what...
That's the book.
Even worse.
Wait, what book? What book?
I'm a big...
The Ferngully.
The Lord of the Rings.
What are you talking about? Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Here we go.
Just the sense of oath.
Oh, we got Legolas over here.
Oath-taking.
Ah, Legolas. He's the archer.
Handsome.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say the one that looks like
devil.
A little... The fairy. The one that...
Dude,
what's
the archer was...
Orlando Bloom.
Yeah, the archer was cool. Yeah. No Strider.
He would make himself the coolest.
As long as he's not a Gimli, you know?
He would make himself the coolest.
No, Strider was the coolest. But we're not going to get into that.
No. We're not getting into that.
If y'all are in, dude, if we're... Like I said,
how many tattoos do you have? Long hair?
Two.
All right. It's going to be three by the time the end of the year comes.
That is the...
There you go. That's your logo. That is a long hair logo.
God, that looks terrible.
By the end of the... Oh, there it is.
Right there. Hold on. Hey, let's get it.
You have to tap on your arm. Tap on your arm so you can make it come into focus. Oh, there it is.
We're in it for life, baby. We are in it for life.
At the end of the year, you're going to be in it for life with another crew because we're in it for life at the end of this year for you as well. He's going to get a tattoo with us. For every yin, there is a yang. This is the bookend.
That's his ring talking.
All right. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. What, this one? No big deal.
Damn. He didn't start making these
deals until
that ring.
Hey, we're down here, too. And Chula, we're down to do. Dude, you got something that y'all are trying to achieve.
Yes.
You're going to go do some community outreach. If you're going to get some things going on, like count on the long hairs.
We'll
be there.
Barry, I think we found some friends.
We're in.
We have a friend.
We always start with how can we help?
I don't make many friends, honestly. But I know when I see someone that that's a genuine guy. He's doing it. He's his personality. He encompasses all of those things. And he's white.
He's white. He's going to take us places.
Weird, dog.
They used to call me Weto. Can I tell you why
take
El Rubio?
My leg and hear this story.
I don't just take on the term El Rubio. It started really with I traveled around the world for 1 year by myself with just un mochila.
Hey, good job, Dora.
28 different countries, many of which were Spanish speaking. And this was the moment when I was growing my hair long for the first time, because I was high and tight, all business, baby, Beachy until I was 30 hair. Years.
I'm one of 30 those
years old. I hit the road, started going around, and they all started calling me El Rubio. And I really adopted it. Bolivia and Spain and Argentina, Chile. And in addition to that, one of my best friends, Danny Castro, his father used to always call me El Rubio. So then when we started doing videos and stuff to make content, and you say, hey guys, it's Chris, you're like, yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, you got to have like a moniker,
right, something.
And the fact that Lindsay had the dark hair and I had the blonde hair, it was just a perfect El Rubio and then El Moreno.
There it is.
El Moreno.
And it stuck on. It stuck. And now, like, hundreds of guys in the long hairs community write us in with their monikers. El Pelo Rizado.
You're going to get one, too.
You name it. Like, there's literally dozens and dozens and dozens of guys have self-proclaimed.
Got it.
It's incidentally.
Incidentally. That's a big word. And when he uses big words, it's coming.
Valentina Lizal del Gallo de Oro, RIP, rest in peace. One of my favorite songs that he sings, Barry, La Rubia, La Morena. If that is not in the stars, estoy queriendo una rubia y una morena también. And then out of nowhere, Chris Healy and his partner.
Rubio.
El Rubio y el Moreno.
This is the pyramids.
It's all happening. We're growing our hair out. We're growing our hair out, dog.
Bro, and we're going to get it cut when we decide to, by the way, by you, okay? And then you're going to anoint us, A-L, whatever.
I kind of like anointing it.
Anointing it.
I kind of like that word.
Anointing it. You're going to be L something. Mm. He's going to be L something. I'm going to be L something. And then...
El Greñas, el Peludo y la Greñuda.
Long hairy berry.
I think they have to do that.
Oh, they do it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. We don't try to make it too... No, most people have come up with their own...
Don't let Steve come up with his own.
It could go either way. Yeah, for you, you'll be named.
Don Vergas.
See how it all shakes out.
Oh, man, I like this guy, Doc.
Guys, I want to hang, dude. Where's the next... Are we out of these?
You deserve
ladies and gentlemen, from this point on is uncharted water, 10.7% alcohol on this Tres Animales. He's going to get on a sick one.
Hey, listen.
If I could just reiterate, please.
Yes, please.
March 16th.
This Saturday is the thing, and I'm living in paralyzing fear right now that we're going to pull the whole thing off, and we really need your support. And anyone who could come day of Broadway Pier, promise you that we will do everything in our power to make it an extraordinary experience for you and your support. Just being there, just showing up, will make it worth it. And we're putting everything we got into this. We're leaving no willpower behind.
You know what? There's so much more to talk about, but we're gonna end it there because I feel like that is a poignant way to end this episode. We made a new friend. We created a new allegiance. We're going to be long hairs. We're going to be long hairs.
Oh, my God.
This motherfucker said we.
Do you know what you say?
We went from
I'm already doing it.
All right. We went from growing our hair for a year to like we're long
hairs. Do you need to talk to your wives or girlfriends or something before you?
I'm going to talk to my lawyer.
You are in trouble, first of all. Lozano is fucking popped.
Lozano's going to talk to his girlfriend and his wife about growing long hair.
And they're both going to say no. He's in huge trouble.
Bro, I'm telling you, dude. My wife is not on board with the long hair, but let me work a little magic.
Let me talk to her.
I clean the sides up, and I tell wifey what the cause is for, because that's it. We'll be able to make it happen.
Okay, I love it. It's for a great cause, and that's it. That Tres Animales.
We're going to have to purchase some of the guy ties, though. I gotta look firme. I got to look tip-top, you know? Liquid Death is coming around.
Hey, bro.
Your money's no good here. The ties will just be delivered to the HQ here.
Rubio, look at us. Rubio, if we grow the long hairs out and stuff, will you... at the long hairs, do like a little small short run of Emo Brown Hair Ties for Guys and the Boil Over Pod.
Oh, Lord.
No, we'll do hair a huge run that will cover all of.
We got to look at
audience.
The list of fucking people who have long hair.
It's an easy thing to do. That's an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And well, do a little survey and say who would buy the hair ties if we did.
And by the way, identifying people with long hair is one thing, identifying people that are willing to grow their long hair. That's a bigger pond.
I guess we're targeting people who just identify as having long hair, even if they don't.
Do I have Rubio, to wait till I'm off?
You know, he told me, long hair, bro. It's, what is it?
Long hair lives in the heart.
Boom, dog.
Hey, I got a shot of him right there.
He's got that long hair attitude,
dude,
bro.
Look at that. Look at that. That is the best shot.
Oh, Lord. You look like the dude from Dazed and Confused. The one that sells the weed.
Yeah. Hey, and the guy that buys it.
You were in my history class, bro.
Call me an old soul.
You are.
In a old way.
Old soul.
There it is. Old soul. You know what my favorite long hair reference of all time is?
That is long hair. You have a favorite long hair reference.
There is a favorite long hair reference. Okay, all right. In the movie, The Doors, starring.
Yes.
Starring. I'm forgetting his name. That's why I keep saying starring. Mm. He was in Top Gun. Right now, he was in Heat. No, he was in Heat.
Nope.
I'm losing
Val Cruz.
No.
Val Kilmer. Starring Val Kilmer.
You mean Jim Morrison?
Starring Val Kilmer as Jim Morrison. He is
The Doors.
Running around Sunset Strip. There's a car trying to cross and he's jumping on the hood. And the guy honks and he says, "Fuck you, long hair."
Ooh.
Right there, I knew. I was destined for greatness with the long hairs.
Rubio, real quick, because you got a little bit of illicit drugs in your system. The baddest long hair in history, in your opinion. Who is it?
If you, on the spot, Val Kilmer, Mad Mardigan.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, okay.
Why do we love Val Kilmer so much?
Yeah, what is it? Is Val, does he have like a long...
Next up, I would say Tour of the White City of Gondolin.
What the fuck?
Jeez, I don't even know what that is.
You another Val Kilmer for a classic? Year.
I think that's not fair. That's a passage in the Bible.
Can we Google that? I don't even know.
Who is that?
I think you traveled the world for a year. That's
first
not fair.
Up,
this is a fictional character.
Mad Mardigan.
There he is.
Dude, look it.
That's great.
What?
That's Batman right there.
Oh. All right. Mine is Kevin Costner in
Dances with Wolves. Dances with Kevin's butt.
When he fully transcends into a Native American indigenous dude. The full transformation. That's my guy. Your long hair, Lozano.
Easy.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. That comes with an
assumption that he were to adopt the... He adopted it, right?
Fully committed.
Did he then become...
I feel like he was accepted, and he became him. Tatanka.
He ate the fucking liver, dude.
As soon as he ate the liver, I feel like he was all
fucking
look at
in,
him.
Bro.
That's my favorite long hair. Look at him. That's going to be my hair in a year. That's the kind of hair I grow.
You got to grow the mustache, too.
Go ahead, Lozano.
Nicolas Cage and Con Air.
Oh, that's a hot dude.
That is the best long. Get the shot where he's like kind of like looking up to the sun.
It's the Aaron Rodgers one. It's where he did the Aaron Rodgers reenacted it.
I don't know. But he's kind of like. He's doing one
of
those
things. Yeah, and there's a little breeze, just the slightest breeze.
There you go.
There it is.
Is it that one? Is it that one, Jeff?
A pillow with this face on it.
Is that the one that you were thinking of?
That is the exact one. That's the taste of freedom. Not only because he's exiting the prison truck, but he also knows that his hair is as long as he wants it to be.
Can I just say it's kind of fucked up at the end of the movie? Spoiler alert. Here he still gives that fucked up teddy bear to his kid.
That was kind of messed up. That
Barry,
was
covered in blood and gunk.
Do not deviate from choosing your long hair.
Yeah.
Barry? Where are you at, Barry?
Long hair.
I have one more honorable mention after Barry's.
There it is.
Okay, what? Wait. Do it while he looks
then
it
we
up.
Could go like 10
yeah,
circles.
No, yeah.
David Coverdale.
All day.
Okay.
David Coverdale.
Damn, I was really thinking that I knew this guy and that he was going to have to look it up.
Mine might not count. Mine might be an
Dude, that's Legolas.
Dude,
beautiful. Orlando Bloom. I will, little spoiler, in the true history and the books, they don't ever mention Legolas's hair color.
Oh.
Well, there's nothing that said. It looks bleached.
You can't accept bleach hair at the Great Cut.
Well, boys, unless I'm sending an Uber to pick up my kids from school, I have to take this long hair and go pick those boys up.
All right, man.
What an epic episode.
That was awesome.
This is not your last time here.
Yes.
Chris Healy? No. This is not your last time here.
Dude, absolutely.
He's got to come back.
We need to
actually,
do,
can
we
I
just
crash?
We need this crew. Look,
tonight?
We need this crew again.
Is this happening again? Fuck it, just run it back.
You got to have Lindsay here.
Like,
Lindsay?
Yeah, we'll have Lindsay.
We'll bring in Lindsay.
And then let's do like, I'll bring Ricky Rowe over and we'll just have like another session of this, dude. Because
we're going to have to run it back. This was amazing.
You had to publish this.
Today.
Yes.
It's happening
Please,
today.
Please, would be great.
This. fucking guy.
That's why,
dude, guys, please come and help us at the Great Cut on Saturday.
This guy was, March 16th, Broadway Pier. It's all happening. Bring your long hair. Bring your wallets. Bring your ability to think above and beyond the call of duty.
Oh! Just bring your heart. You'll never feel more love in one room at one time, maybe in your life.
It's an orgy of hair.
And love.
And love.
No, that kind
of, all of the hair.
Barry, all of the love. Button.
Break records.